Well, hello, folks, and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I have another show recorded at my home studio for you today. It's got some great bluegrass music on it, some from people that you might be familiar with and some that they might be new to you, and I hope you enjoy them all. In addition, we'll be paying tribute to another great bluegrasser who's recently passed away. That's Byron Berline, the fiddle player, and I'll be talking about him a little bit later on, but he contributed immensely to the bluegrass fiddle repertoire and achieved great fame amongst bluegrass musicians, and he passed away recently, which is very sad. But we had a tribute to Bill Emerson last week. I hope you enjoyed that, and we might sneak some of his playing into the show today as well, but we'll all see what's going to happen now. We've got the background music playing. That's our theme, Back Porch Bluegrass, and it's all good music. Let's hear from Irene Kelly, her 2019 album Benny's TV Repair, and it's a song called Cabbage Head. She's got some great help on it. She's doing the lead vocals. Brian Sutton's doing the guitar, Adam Steffi on mandolin, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Matt Menifee on banjo, and Mark Fain on bass. Can't get a better band than that. Here she is with the song Cabbage Head.
Hill across the creek, a mile from Grandpa's farm. The Randalls raised three daughters, fair, such beauty, grace, and charm. One single son they said was dumb, a misfit in the batch. Said he was the one they found out in the cabbage patch. Cabbage head, doubtful that you'll ever wed. Not too smart, bless your heart, is what the whole town said. Every chance I'd get, he was big and strong and slow, and he was my friend. Others would just call him names time and time again. Cabbage head, doubtful that you'll ever wed. Not too smart, but your heart is what the whole town said.
That nice song, Cabbage Head. You sort of knew it was going to turn out a bit like that anyway, didn't you? But she sings it really great. Love her voice. We're going to hear some classic bluegrass now from 1955. This is a Flat and Scruggs band, and Flat and Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys from the album Foggy Mountain Jamboree. Many of you bluegrassers will have this album. Picture of Lester Earl in the front wearing their white jackets and their white hats, and Earl's playing a banjo with the bow tie markings, but a fiddle head, and he's got a steel plate across his tuners, so you can't see what's happening in there. Oh, it's a great old tune, classic bluegrass, Some Old Day. And Lester Flatt on guitar and vocals, Earl Scruggs on banjo, Jack Shook on the second rhythm guitar, Buck Graves on dobro, Curly Seckler on mandolin, and that classic tenor part, Paul Warren on fiddle, and Ernie Newton on bass. This is classic bluegrass. You can't get any better than this, folks. This is Some Old Day.
Oh dear mother, I'll come home some old day. Some sweet death turned me loose from this dirty old calaboo. Oh dear mother, I'll come home some old day. Some old day, you wait for me and pray. Some sweet death turned me loose from this dirty old calaboose. Oh dear mother, I'll come home some old day. I've been cruel to you, I know. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day. Tell my brother, my sister, and dad. Tell the dear friends that I had. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day. Some old day, you wait for me and pray.
Well, big thanks to Flatt and Scruggs for Some Old Day. I guess you go to any bluegrass jam session and you'll hear that song. Just great the way they do it. Well, Byron Berline, master of the bluegrass fiddle, dies at 77. That was a headline in New York Times. And there was a wonderful obituary written by Bill Frisket Swarren. I can hardly say that. And that I'd have to edit it down, and I've still got too much stuff here to say, but I'll get through what I can that's really relevant to us bluegrassers. Byron Berline, the acclaimed bluegrass fiddle player who expanded the vocabulary of the instrument while also establishing it as an integral voice in country rock on recordings by Bob Dylan, the Rolling Stones and others, died on Saturday in Oklahoma City. That's Saturday, the 10th of July, 2021. He was 77 years old. He died in a rehabilitation hospital after a series of strokes. He was the youngest of five children, and he was born in Caldwell, Kansas, right near the Oklahoma border. His father was a farm worker and played banjo and fiddle, and his mother played piano. And young Byron Berline started playing a three-quarter size fiddle when he was five. He won his first public competition at 10, outplaying his father. Well, that'd be impressive, wouldn't it? Amongst his early influences was Eck Robertson, the first old-time fiddler to ever appear on record. He was a gifted athlete and earned a football scholarship to the University of Oklahoma, enrolled in 1963, but fractured his hand, so he took up javelin throwing. So he was a good athlete, but he also attracted the attention of the Dillards while they were playing at a concert in Oklahoma. And they invited him to do an album with them, which came to be the Picking and Fiddling album. He was just 21 years old when he did that album with them. And that was mostly just old-time tunes that he did sort of in a different style from the regular bluegrass fiddle player. But the Dillards did a great backing for it. Lots of driving banjo from Doug Dillard and great guitar from Roddy Dillard in particular on that album. And that was where we first heard him, and it was his recording of the tune Hamilton County Breakdown that gave our band its name. So that's why we're really attracted to Byron Berline. In 1965, after hearing us playing on Picking and Fiddling, the folklorist Ralph Rinsler invited Byron Berline and his father to appear as a duo at the Newport Folk Festival. At Newport, Byron had a chance to jam with Bill Monroe, and who invited him right there to become a member of the Bluegrass Boys. But Byron Berline said, no, I need to stay at college and complete my degree. And then once he'd completed his degree in 1967, he joined the Bluegrass Boys. He unfortunately only stayed with the Bluegrass Boys just a few months, but while he was there, he recorded a couple of great fiddle tunes, The Gold Rush, which he co-wrote with Bill Monroe, and Sally Gooden, and they're long considered great performances. And then after military service, he moved to Los Angeles with his wife and played as a regular part of the country rock scene there with bands like Dillard and Clark, the Flying Burrito Brothers, and then with Country Gazette, Sundance. And he also did a lot of session work for all sorts of people like Bob Dylan and the Rolling Stones. Even he played on Country Honk, playing his fiddle out on the street. Oh, I've got so much more to read, but I think we need to hear some fiddle playing. And from the Dillards, Picking and Fiddling, we're going to hear Byron Berline playing the tune Sopping the Gravy. I hope you enjoy that and think of the wonderful contribution he's made to the music. Some lovely fiddle playing there by Byron Berline, and sounded as though Doug Dillard was having a ball playing backup banjo. Sopping the Gravy, that tune was called. And there's a whole bunch of old-timey tunes on that great album, Picking and Fiddling. Well, we're going to hear from a band that I played just a few weeks ago, American Drive. And I've not played them much on the show, and I have no idea why not, but they're a great band. And Ricky Wasson on guitar and lead vocals, Dwight McCall on mandolin, Matt Despain on dobro, Kyle Perkins on upright bass, Justin Jenkins on banjo. They're a real bunch of good old boys in there. 20s and 30s, and they look like they really enjoy their bluegrass music. And we're going to hear a song called Some Broken Hearts Never Mend. Goes like this.
Some broken hearts never mend. Some memories never end. Some tears will never dry. My love for you will never die.
Coffee black, cigarette. Start this day like all the rest. The first thing every morning that I do is start missing you.
Some broken hearts never mend. Some memories never end. Some tears will never dry. My love for you will never die.
A willing woman to hold me tight. But in the middle of love's embrace, I see your face.
Some broken hearts never mend. Some memories never end. Some tears will never dry. My love for you will never die. Some broken hearts never mend. Some memories never end. Some tears will never dry. My love for you will never die. Some broken hearts never mend. Some memories never end. Some tears will never dry. My love for you.
Some classic sounding bluegrass there. They really have got it together, and that's a lovely song. Well, there's a new album that's just been released in the last month or so by one of my favourite artists, Jeremy Stevens, as part of the High Fidelity Band, and he's released an album called How I Hear It, and it's really featuring him, and it's a lovely album. I've been trying to make arrangements to talk with Jeremy on the program, and I think we've just about got it sucked. I just have to work out how to do it. If I do the show at home, though, that's complicated things immensely. But there's some wonderful material on this. It shows his preferences, his tastes, his influences, like Don Reno and some of the old-time bluegrass, and his ability to choose wonderful songs. And I'm just going to give you a sampler, because we're going to have a whole feature on this album when I can manage to get Jeremy here as well. But we're just going to feature one song in particular, and this is a song called You'll Be Lonesome Too. And Jeremy is doing the harmony in this along with his wife Karina Rose Logston Stevens, and they just sound marvelous together. See if you can enjoy this song as much as I do.
You'll be happy and leave me here behind, but there'll be days of sorrow. Your heart will break like mine. I thought that you'd be true. I put my trust in you. You'll hate the day you went away, for you'll be lonesome too. Tell me, dear, we're parting, but I'll be back somehow. There'll be a day your heart will break like mine is breaking now. I thought that you'd be true. I put my trust in you. You hate the day you went away, for you'll be lonesome too. You said when I came back, dear, that your true love I'd find, but all you had to give me was just a weary mind. I thought that you'd be true, I put my trust in you. You hate the day you went away, for you'll be lonesome too. I'm worried, dear, about you. I've laid awake at night. I thought your heart was mine, dear, but you don't treat me right. I thought that you'd be true, I put my trust in you. You hate the day you went away, for you'll be lonesome too. On the day you want me, you'll hang your head and cry. I thought that you'd be true, I put my trust in you. You hate the day you went away, for you'll be lonesome too.
Wasn't that pretty? Gosh, they do a wonderful job of the music. You'll enjoy the whole album, and I'll play quite a bit of it, hopefully, while I'm talking to Jeremy, if we can get him technically in my studio here. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth. I'm doing the show from home, and it feels a lot different. I'm sitting here looking out my lounge window at fairly deserted roads because New Zealand is in level 3 lockdown, or our part of New Zealand is in level 3 lockdown. Not much traffic. Everyone's staying at home. You can go out for exercise or for essential shopping to the supermarket, etc. But life is very quiet at present, and we can't even get into our studio where I would normally be recording this show. Hopefully, under level 2, we'll be able to use the studio again. It's just a little bit easier doing it in this studio. Back Porch Bluegrass is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, which is a music store in Hamilton, New Zealand. They've been sponsoring music for more than 50 years, and I am delighted that they have chosen to sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. And they've played a large part in the role of many musicians' lives in Hamilton. And you can always go there, have a wonderful choice of instruments and great service from the really nice people who are all musicians working in the shop. So go and see Shearer's Music and say thanks for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. We're going to hear from Bill Emerson now. There were so many tunes that I could have played last week in this show, and so they'll be sneaking into shows. I just love his playing, and it helps me think about him. We're going to hear a tune, interestingly, called Bed and Breakfast. There's a lot of bed and breakfast places in New Zealand. A lot of people travel and stay in bed and breakfast places. In fact, my friend in Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, Alan Rhodes, he and his wife Julia run a bed and breakfast at Whenuakiti up on the Coromandel Peninsula. It's a great way to get around and really see the country. And I never thought of naming a banjo tune after a bed and breakfast, but here's Bill Emerson with the tune Bed and Breakfast.
Bye.
Well, thanks, Bill. Great picking there. That had Tom Adams playing guitar. Fiddle was Jenny Lee Obert. Bass, Marshall Wilborn. And that crazy mandolin break was by Chris Henry. Chris Henry was where we first heard Karina Rose Logsdon, who plays and married Jeremy Stevens. It's a small world, this bluegrass world. Time we heard an album I haven't played much at all. It's been sitting on my shelves. It's called Girl from Jericho, and it's Carol Elizabeth Jones and Laurel Bliss. Carol Elizabeth Jones plays acoustic guitar. Laurel Bliss plays a dobro or resonating guitar. And they're basically just two friends who really enjoy picking together and thought that it was time we put down some of this picking. Got it all on an album, which they did early 2000s. And they put down an album with some lovely songs on it. Rhythm guitar and vocals, Carol Elizabeth Jones. Resonating guitar and vocals, Laurel Bliss. They share the lead singing duties on the album. Mandolin by John Rushman. Fiddle, Ruthie Dornfeld. Bass, Nancy Katz. They just make some lovely music. And I've picked out a tune for you that I'm sure you're going to enjoy, one called Meet Me by the Moonlight. It's an old A.P. Carter tune, and many of the words in this are the way that we learnt the song Prisoner's Song, an intermix between the two songs. Interesting the way words get chucked around, isn't it? Here's from the album Girl from Jericho, Carol Elizabeth Jones and Laurel Bliss.
And
Didn't they do a nice job of that song? Just lovely. That's a lovely way to play music. Just so you feel as though they're both sitting on chairs and singing and sort of facing each other. And that's almost the correct way to play music, isn't it? Time we had another song from Irene Kelly. Played her earlier in the show from the album Benny's TV Repair. Here she is doing a song called Out of Arkansas. It's a song she wrote herself, and it goes just like this.
Saved up all her money, pulling down her double shifts. She packed her things, she's ready now to go. Her mama says you won't go far, lights a cigarette. This place runs too deep down to your bones. But some things hurt so bad, and some things never change. She prays to herself as she drives away. Take me out of Arkansas, get me out for good. If I had to walk or crawl, the Lord knows I would. Spread my wings and fly once that I've crossed that county line. Maybe I could make it. To the interstate, try to leave bad memories behind. Rain was falling hard when she got to Tennessee. She didn't see that semi-truck in time. The sirens and the firemen all rushed to the scene. She said with her last breath,
Irene Kelly out of Arkansas. Great singer, isn't she? Lovely voice, very lyrical, and the storytelling is just a wonderful part of it. I'd like to say a big hi to all the people tuning in on podcasts. If you're in New Zealand, I guess there's a lot of people listening on podcasts these days because we can't get out so much. And thank you for finding Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you're enjoying my approach to the music. I've been playing this music as a banjo player and guitarist, etc., etc., for more than 50 years, and still loving the music. And all this music's from my collection of CDs. I sort of don't do much airplay direct stuff. I like to have the CD in my hands and sort of old-fashioned, really. And I sometimes play vinyl. Last week's show, I had quite a bit of Bill Emerson on vinyl, so I liked to play that for you. Nothing much happening in the way of vinyl on this show. It's all CDs, but it's all my own collection, so that's why there's big gaps in my collections, really. Every now and then I supplement it with another bunch of purchases from county sales. Okay, all the people all around the world listening on podcast, thanks very much for tuning in. And this show's on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand at different times of the week, and also Access Radio stations in Canada. Big hi to you all. all up there, and hope you're doing fine. We're just coming into spring now, and it's a lovely time of the year, really. But I guess you're just coming into your winter time, coming into your fall, and then your winter. Your fall will be absolutely beautiful. Then you have a very cold winter. We're coming into spring and then summer. But the bluegrass music is still pretty good. And I'm going to be playing for you one of my favourite bands from all time, Nashville Bluegrass Band. And it's an album called The 20-Year Blues. They put this out in 2004. Fine band. Really just do some lovely music. Banjo and lead singing and harmony singing, Alan O'Brien. Guitar and lead singing and harmony singing, Pat Enright. Fiddle, Stuart Duncan. Mandolin, Mike Compton. We've had lots of Mike Compton in Australia. And on a couple of the bluegrass cruises that I did, he's a wonderful gentleman, very nice, and plays excellent mandolin. And bass, Dennis Crouch. And they do some great songs. And we're going to hear a couple of songs I've selected for this one. The first one is going to be Old River Man, which is a Bill Monro, John Hartford song. And then Tell Me Your Love Is Still True. Oh, you can't get better bluegrass than Blue Highway. Let's have a listen.
Old River Man's a lonesome. Old River Man's working on the river with Riverman Blues. On a liquid highway, that's a Riverman's home. And home is where the heart is, and he's all alone. But when he hears that steamboat whistle blow, can feel that river in his soul. Oh, River Man's lonesome. Oh, River Man's blue. He's a working on the river with the River Man.
With the River Man.
shine in your eyes. Leave me still pining for you. Darling, please come back and hold me again and tell me your love is still true.
Some just delightful music there from the Nashville Bluegrass Band from the album 20 Year Blues. We're going to hear from New Zealander now, a good friend of mine, Brian Christensen, who's a great banjo player. And he's got a wonderful old Gibson banjo that he plays amazingly well. Way back in 2008, he did a recording, did an album of songs that he really liked, and he got some friends to play some music with him, and the album was called Beyond Dark Hollow. And Brian played some instrumentals and he did some singing. He got some great help from friends, and the song that I've chosen is one called Propinquity, written by Mike Nesmith of the Monkees fame. Playing instruments were Martha DeWeese on guitar, Keith McMillan on mandolin, Paul Trenwith playing some dobro and a bit of pedal steel and some bass. And the vocals were done by Brian Christensen doing the lead vocal, Martha DeWeese doing the high harmony, and Michael Young doing the tenor. And I think it's a great version of this song and really captured the music of Brian Christensen. Here from New Zealand, some bluegrass music. I hope you enjoy Propinquity.
Smiles that cover teardrops when your head yields to your heart. Of things you kept inside you that most girls want to share. I've known you for a long time, but I've just begun to care. I've seen you make a look of love from just an icy stare. I've known you for a long time, but I've just begun to care. I know I was blind to not have loved you all this time, but the clear. I must have been standing too near.
That was Brian Christensen with propinquity, and I've just looked it up in the dictionary. That's one of the advantages of being at home. And propinquity is a noun, means a nearness, e.g. in place or relationship, etc. Her friendship with her neighbour was due to propinquity rather than common interests. So there you are, folks. You know what propinquity means now. I guess Mike Nesmith had a dictionary handy when he was writing his song. Oh, let's go back to some real bluegrass music. Here's Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs with the Foggy Mountain Special. And this time, instead of Paul Warren, they got Chubby Wise playing fiddle for them. And even a mandolin solo by Curly Sector. Foggy Mountain Special. There's enough banjo licks in there to keep any banjo player happy through any level of lockdown, I reckon. Time for a gospel song. Mitch Harrell and the South River Express. From the album Ride On, King Jesus, here's a tune called Sailing for Glory.
Of Jordan, I'll be ready soon to board. Jesus is the boat, and He will guide me on to my home eternal with the Lord. Thank God I'm ready, my Savior to me, shouting His praises, I'll fall at His feet, sailing on the other shore to live in His kingdom forevermore. Over Jordan, I won't be alone, for Jesus will comfort me. Mama and Daddy will be waiting there, and the blessed face again I'll see. Thank God I'm ready, my Savior to me, shouting His praises, I fall at His feet, sailing on the other shore to live in His kingdom forevermore. Savior to me, shouting His praises, I fall at His feet, sailing on the other shore to live in His kingdom forevermore. Thank God I'm ready, my Savior to me. Shouting his praises, I'll fall at his feet. Sailing on the other shore to live in his kingdom forevermore. Thank God I'm ready, my Savior to me. Shouting his praises, I'll fall at his feet. Sailing on the other shore to live in his kingdom forevermore. Thank God I'm ready, my Savior to me.
Well, we've just about come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. Thanks very much for tuning in. We'll take it out with a tune written by Byron Berline, The Gold Rush. And this is, I don't have Byron playing it, but I do have Mike Scott, banjo player, playing it on his instrumental tribute to Bill Monroe, himself on banjo, Adam Steffi on mandolin, Brian Sutton on guitar, Rob Ikes on dobro, Aubrey Haney on fiddle, Mike Compton on mandolin, Tim Stafford on guitar, Ben Isaacs on bass. So thank you, Byron, for the music you've played for us. Here we go with Gold Rush. Remember, tune in again next week.